Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Global Gospel, stay tuned and be blessed. How many of you know that Jesus will? He will fight my battles. He will do all that he said he would do. God bless you. God bless you on this afternoon. You are listening to Global Gospel, and I am your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We thank God for Anita Wilson. Jesus will. Jesus will, and he can. And he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to his power that works within us. It's another day, journey, and we are glad about it. It is the 1 p.m. hour on Saturday, and so that is it means it is simply time for Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we want to be a blessing to all of our believers around the world in the north, the south, the East, the West, wherever you may be, in Canada, United States, India, Africa, Asia, Europe, Norway, West Indies, Brazil, wherever you may be. We thank God for each and every one of our listeners around the globe. And certainly we want to share with you that if you need to reach Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York. Our zip is 11550. If you'd like to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 516-481-3187. If you want to email us, you can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. We are on social media, so we want you to reach out to us, connect with us on Facebook, connect with us on Instagram, connect with us on Twitter. There are some inspirational postings there from time to time, some scriptures, just some information that we want to share with you. And we know that knowledge is power. And certainly we know that God has all power in his hand. And certainly we thank God for that. Once again, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Amen. And so that's how you can reach us. And we'll be here from until the 2 p.m. hour. We do have a special guest that will be here with us live in studio in just a few minutes. And for those of you that want to reach out to us later or call in to the studio at the time we open up the line, we want you to know that that number that you can call in is 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800 if you want to reach out to us. I'm just going to share with you our theme here at Global Gospel. Comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 is our key verse. Verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." But as we read through the chapter, we will continue on to say that in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And we want you to keep that in mind today, that whatever's going on in your life, that Jesus Christ is the answer. You need to know that the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew and also to the Greek. It is for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, for the crippled, for the lame, to the bond, to the free. The gospel is for everybody. It is comprehensive. It's there to touch you, to heal you, to save you, to deliver you. And that is our message on today. Simply none other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world, to live and to die for our sins. But without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sins. And that simply the gospel is that Jesus came, that he went on Calvary, that he was crucified, that he was buried. But on the third day, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and he rose with power in his hand. And we can go boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy in our time of need. So we thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are going, this next song that we would like to share with you simply says, God provides. And Tamela Mann sings that song, God Provides. And we need, somebody needs to know that, and we started our theme talking about Jesus will. Yes, he will. He can do all things with failing. Yes, God is a provider. And perhaps on today or perhaps on this week you have lost something. You've been down and out. You've been discouraged. But know this, that God is there. He's an all-seeing God. He's an all-wise God. He's an all-knowing God. And just know that the gospel, the good news, there is good news for you on today. There's good news in his word that we read on today. There's good news in the songs that we hear to his glory and to his honor. There's good news in our guests that we will hear from in a few minutes. Just keep that in your mind. Good news. And sometimes we hear so many bad things in the course of the week. We hear, we turn on the news, we turn on the television, we turn on the radio, we get a phone call. There's more bad news. But if we look, we have to look at the bright side, that God is there in the midst of all of our troubles. For the Bible declares that he'll be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. So as you listen to the words of this song, know that God provides.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, he will provide before your eyes.
God provides. God bless you. Those that tuned in, listening to Global Gospel, and our special guest is here in studio with us. Say hello to us, special guest.
Good afternoon. God bless you, Minister Lamar. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I cannot complain. God is good. God does provide. That is such a powerful song to me. God provides every single time, even when we face things that can be perceived as negative. He is still providing. You know, the beauty about Christ is he never gets taken by surprise. Never is he taken by surprise. We get taken by surprise. But he always knows what's coming. And it's such a blessing and an honor that you have asked me to be on today. I am just blessed today.
And we're excited. We're blessed to have you here. In case you didn't recognize the voice of our guest, that is the voice of none other than Tracy Neal. Amen. And we're excited about her ministry, her life, her music. And there's so many things that I could say. And I met her a few years ago through my brother, Marlon. And Marlon is a PR person.
Yes,
and
he is.
I could. He's all about making connections. So I could read. I do have a bio, and I could read it. But how about you just tell us something about yourself?
Well, you know, the beauty about God is that he never gives us something that we will not need him for. And, you know, the Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in ordering our steps. And I knew at the age of 9 years old what my call was. I knew at 9 years old that I would be singing for the glory of God. But in the meantime, you know, a lot of things happen in life. And we can't control what is brought to us, but we can control how we allow it to affect our lives. And through the process of being nine, when God, you know, gave me my call that I would be leading people into the presence of God through music, I also had to go through life. And I had to go through illness and divorce and homelessness and drug addiction. You know, I mean, domestic violence. I was a single mom at 20 years old, working 2, 3, 4 jobs to provide for my child. And all of that takes a toll on our lives, but it never should take a toll on our faith. And God has provided, and he's been there every single step of the way. And a lot of people ask, you know, sound of my music comes through, because I believe every person who ministers in music has a particular and a unique sound, because your sound comes from God. And God is not a respecter of persons. And the beauty is that the things that I have been through in my life, and the blessings and the struggles and the hilltops and the valleys, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Amen?
Amen.
And it all worked to bring a specific sound. Because, you know, Reverend Lamar, I cannot tell you how to get to McDonald's if I've never been there. And I can't tell you what's on the menu if I've never seen the menu board.
That's true.
So the things that work for us, things that happen for us, not to us, is so that we can help someone else. Because I cannot minister to someone who's homeless if I've never been homeless. In the same way that if I've walked their path, I can speak to them on a unique level. And that's where, you know, God has me right now in the ministry. He's just blessing and honoring. And if, you know, I'm sure we're going to get into it, but I've been singing all of my life. You know, I think I popped out of my mama's womb singing. It just, it was who we were. You know, music was always part of us, but it wasn't just music. My music is a form of prayer, you know, out of the heart intercession is made. And music to me is prayer. It's a communication level to God. And I've been blessed to go all over the place, many different states, and I'm still working on my promise to go to Japan. But it's gonna come. It's gonna come. But God is good to be able that He uses me. You know, Lamar, it amazes me. It's like the psalmist David said, "Who am I that you are mindful of me?"
Mm-hmm.
As many times, Romans 5 and 8, while we were yet sinners, He died for us. He knew that I would mess up on a daily basis. He knew that I would disappoint Him time and time and time and time again, but yet and still, He uses me. He loves me. He died for me, and not just for me, for anyone under the sound of my voice. Until we breathe our last breath, we have hope, because He still has a plan. He still has a purpose, and He still sees fit to use us. And I'm going to stop there and let you talk, because I will just continue on the entire hour.
Well, listen. It's good that you are on. We know that you are on fire for the Lord, and that you let the Lord use you. And you said something that you've pretty much been singing since you were 9 years old. And also, I don't think you said it, but you are a PK, right?
I am. My father is a retired pastor. He was a pastor in Louisiana for 13 years and then had a church in Pennsylvania for 4 years after that. And he still, you know, is active in the ministry even now. So I still consider myself a PK.
Yeah, so we know that you had a great foundation. And you know, something you said, that you always knew from a young age what your call was in life, and that is a great testimony that no matter what you were going through in your life, mm-hmm. you knew what God called you to do. You knew what your purpose was, and so many people out there, I think that the reason why so many people have problems in life is because they're not really certain about what their call is or what their ministry is, and then so many people they don't have the tenacity to go through whatever they're going through, and they just fall by the wayside, and you know there's no one there to encourage them or lift them up. So I just want to say one more thing, and then we're going to talk a little more about your music ministry. Mm-hmm. But all through all of that you were going through in life, what was your greatest influence other than knowing what you were called to do?
My greatest influence would be gospel music.
Okay.
Babbie Mason, her music got me through sometimes. Yolanda Adams, The Good Shepherd, her song The Good Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. When she sang Even Me, when she sang the captain of my ship. Gosh, I can't remember the name of the song.
Was that Safety while riding through the storm? That one?
Yeah, Through the Storm. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Songs like that. And the hymns, you know, the hymns. We have beautiful songs today. We have amazing music today. But there's nothing like a hymn. Those hymns, I don't know if it was the wording that they used and the phrases, but the hymns are powerful. When it talks about, the blood of Jesus, you know, blessed assurance, this is my story, this is my song. Those hymns will feed your soul. And that was my main influence at those times when I was going through things that I couldn't even tell anyone about. The only person that knew was Christ. And I couldn't even open up my mouth to speak it, but yet He knew. Now in Him who's able to do exceeding and abundant above all we may ask or think. Right? God always knew, and He always ministered to me through the hymns, through music. I would pick up somebody's album, or I would turn the radio on and there's a song playing. God always speaks to us if we're willing to listen, you know? But that is to be one of my main influences was music.
Right. You said something earlier that you said that the songs were prayers, and then now you just mentioned hymns, and someone said, I had a guest on a while back, I think it was my guest, Evangelist Shirley Green, from Chicago, said that, or someone said it was a quote that someone said that hymns are prayers. And so if we put that together, you know, that, you know, the music of prayer, hymns are prayers, and we know that hymns are the foundation of all of our churches, really. And, you know, today we have different things. We have worship and praise, you know, and we no longer have devotional service. We have worship and praise. So, you know, things change with the time, but, you know, it's great to know that we have those foundation in hymns. So since we're talking about music, we know that you are a great vocalist and singer for the Lord. Well, I'll let you pick. You have an album. We're going to take a break to this and then come back and talk about it. Some more about your music. This one is called Tracy Neal, Jesus. So we're going to talk about two songs, and I'll let you pick the first one that we're going to talk about, and we'll play that and come back.
Okay. My favorite, well, I mean, they're all three my favorite, but the one that I can connect to the most is Jesus, the song Jesus. And simply because everything is in that name, our healing, our deliverance, our provision, you know, everything is in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, once you speak that name, if you're in the middle of a situation, and I don't know, maybe I'm speaking to someone in particular today, I don't know. But if you're in the middle of a situation, all you have to do is say one name, and he shows up. The power in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. It is incomparable to anything that we have on this earthly realm. What other king or entity allows us free access, right? If you go to the Queen of England, you can't just get to her. But when we say the name Jesus, that throne room door swings open. That's why he said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Shall be done. It is an unconditional word. He didn't say ask what you will and maybe if I feel like it or I'm in the mood or I'm not bothered, it will be done. He said ask what you will. You know the scripture, and I'm drawing another blank. But it's the scripture that says ask anything in the name of Jesus. Anything that you ask in the name of Jesus, that name gives us free access. Free access. Inhibited, unrestricted access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that has got to be one of my favorite songs on this album is Jesus.
Okay, with that said, we are going to break. Our number here in studio, 619-924-0800, if you want to give us a shout-out, 619-924-0800. And here it is, Tracy Neal, Jesus. Stay tuned.
You know, when Jesus
steps
into the building, he says, come on. Everything has to change. And if you need him, all you have to do is call his name. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So whatever your situation today, all you have to do is speak that name, Jesus. I call you Jesus. That's who you are to me, Jesus.
Jesus.
When you step in, Jesus.
Jesus.
Nothing can remain the same, Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, you are
Jesus,
the Lamb of God that was slain,
Jesus,
my safe place, Jesus,
Jesus,
my shelter,
Jesus, Jesus.
You didn't have to die for me, but you did,
Jesus.
I'm so thankful for your sacrifice,
Jesus.
Troubled waters, Jesus.
Jesus.
In you I hide, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. We are back. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our special guest in studio is Tracy Neal, and we are excited and glad that she's with us today. You can call us at 619-924-0800. Shout out to our listeners. My brother, Randy, let me know that he's listening, so shout out to him, and we pray God's blessings on you and your wife and your family. Thank you for listening. And Jesus, there's power in that name, right?
Amen. Amen. All power in the name of Jesus.
And so we don't, we played most of that song, but we don't want to play all of it. We do want to encourage you to get your own copy of this.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Tell us a little bit. First, tell us how we can get this music. Well, our listeners.
Well, it's on all digital media, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Spotify, anywhere that you are able to purchase it, you can find it. If you would like, you can also YouTube me, Official Tracy Neal. You can also hit me up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, at Official Tracy Neal. And I can always, you know, send a hard copy if there's someone who does not, you know, a lot of times, we've gone away from CDs, but a lot of times people are just not able to download the music from, you know, media. So if they would like to let me know, I can always send them a hard copy of the EP as well.
Right. And so we do want you to support our local artists. Tell us where you're from.
I am from New Jersey. I attend New Destiny Family Worship Center in North Brunswick, New Jersey. And I've been living here in New Jersey, I guess, for the last 24, 25 years. Yeah. Been a while.
Shout out to New Destiny, and your bishop over there is who?
Bishop Calvin G. Enloe and Pastor Darius Enloe.
All right, so great people.
And what a amazing leaders. Yes,
great worship experience over there, music and the word. And so shout out them on today too. So how did you make this transition to? So you knew what you were called to do, and you've been singing since you were 9, and so now you are a recording artist. What is that like?
Oh my! Honestly,
you're traveling here and there.
I'm on the road a lot, but it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. God just opens up doors. You know, the Bible says, and a lot of times, you know, people struggle to find out what their gift is. There's an easy solution to that. Very easy to know what you're called to do. Look at the doors that open. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. So the doors that are opening is the direction that your gift is in. And a lot of times people don't understand that. But if you go based on the Word of God, that's how you find out what your gifting is. And it's actually, I love being in ministry. I love singing. I love when I'm asked to go speak. It is just, that's where I am the most me, if that makes sense. That's where I'm most comfortable. That's where I'm most comfortable, because God has placed that in me. And I think also, I mean, because that's how I grew up too. I mean, you know, being a preacher's kid, we're in church so much, we don't really have time for anything else.
That's
right?
Your whole life.
Like, you wake up in church, you go to bed in church. That's just the way it was. You eat, sleep in church. You know, it's just, that's how it was. But then on the other hand, that's what got us through a lot of times, too. It put something in us, you know. But I love being in music ministry. And being a recording artist, I guess I am. But I see it more as being a music minister.
Okay.
If that makes sense. There is an artistry to it, because absolutely, 2 Timothy, is it 3:15? study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That just doesn't apply to Scripture. If God has given me a gift, I still have to cultivate that gift. He's given me the ability, but I still have to do ear training. And I still have to, you know, tune my ear so that I hear the correct notes, because, I mean, I can't get up and sing and be out of tune. That's not glorifying God. That's not, cultivating excellence.
Right. And we have to balance, we have to have that balance between our ministry, and just because, you know, like you said, what you have to, it's just like preaching. Okay, you've been called to preach. You still have to study your word. You have to know what you're preaching about. Same thing with singing. You have to know what you're singing about or who you're singing about.
Right.
If you want to be totally effective and, you know, doing this to the glory and honor of God. So we don't want to half step for God, but we should operate in a spirit of excellence. And that is so important. We can't just give God anything. So the next song, because our time is getting away from us, and we know that you're a very busy person, and you have an extensive schedule, and also, you know, and also with that, you can't overwork your voice. So
indeed. Indeed.
We know that we know that you have to, God requires us to rest too. So, you know,
absolutely,
we have to have common sense. So this next song, what do you want to introduce the people to?
Ooh, that's a tough one too, because they all have my heart. But I like the song Excellent.
Okay.
As we're talking about the spirit of excellence, the reason we have to walk in excellence is because we serve an excellent God. Everything He does is above and beyond the status quo. He never, never half steps anything. If He did, we'd be in a pickle. We would really be in a pickle if He half-stepped on salvation. If He went to the cross and said, well, I just don't feel like it today, I'll do it tomorrow, we would be in trouble. He never does anything less than. He does everything in excellence. So let's do that one.
Here it is. Listeners, excellent. Minister Tracy Neal. Stay tuned and be blessed.
And if you believe, you to give Him some glory right now. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what your situation may be. But our God is able to do exceeding and abundant above all that we may ask or even think. Come on and give Him some glory. Let's get His attention.
Marvelous Lord, Your wonderful glory is sovereign and mighty. You are my God, omnipotent, powerful. You are magnificent, excellent. You are Almighty God, excellent. You are Almighty God.
Marvelous Lord, Your wonderful glory.
Yeah.
You are my God.
Tell the Lord.
Oh.
number 619-924-0800. You're listening to Global Gospel, and we're coming to the close of the hour. And certainly we thank God for Minister Tracy Neal sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon with Global Gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Not only have we heard words, and she writes music, she sings, she's given us the Word of God as well. And it makes much more of a difference if you have the Word on the inside of you, because that allows your light to shine just a little brighter, because we know that it is God's Word that cannot and will not fail.
Amen.
We thank God for the Word that is inside of you. We thank God for your ministry gift. What would you, in conclusion, you know, we're going to just ask you to, you know, pray before we conclude this episode. In conclusion, what would you like to say? And of course, we will be delighted to have you back again at a later time. And if you want to share some upcoming dates or events with our listeners, you can do that as well.
Amen. All of the upcoming dates and events are on social media pages. And again, that is at Official Tracy Neal, TracyNeal. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can also, again, find me on YouTube, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, any digital media. And again, if you would like to get a hard copy of the project, you can always hit me up on social media, and I will be more than happy to send a hard copy to you. But in conclusion, you know, I don't know. I just want to be an encouragement to those. You know, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron, and we have to encourage and edify the body of Christ at every opportunity, because our world is a mess, but our world is also, you know, it really is a mess. But our world is also in the hands of Christ as well. And like I said before, nothing ever takes him by surprise. And if he knows about it, because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything in between. And if he knows about a situation that's coming up, he's already made a provision. So I don't know who I'm speaking to on today, but God has already seen, he's already heard, and he's already worked it out. You just don't see it yet. So we have to open up our eyes. Let God open up your eyes and walk by faith, and let him do what he does best, and that's order our steps. Take care of us. As long as we're in the hands of Jesus, there's no sin in this earth that can harm us. Amen?
Amen. And that, you know what, that's an awesome way to conclude, because I said, okay, you mentioned Yolanda Adams, so we're going to play the battle. It's not yours, it's the Lord's. And so
yes.
I think that's a great way to wrap that up. But as we conclude, we just want you to offer words of prayer as our guests for all of our listeners, for everybody that's listening, those that are up, those that are down, those that are sick, afflicted, studying, they need encouragement, they feel suicidal, they're down and out. We don't know what's going on, but we know that prayer does change things, and prayer uplifts, and prayer is our communication to God and with God. And we just thank you for sharing. We pray God's blessings upon your life and your ministry and your safe travels wherever you go, and we know that you will be you are already a success in ministry. So we thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. I've been so blessed and even encouraged myself while I was talking to you. You know, I encourage myself, like David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. But I've been so blessed by having a conversation with you. Thank you so much for all that you do. A mighty man of God, thank you. And would you like me to pray now?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to God in prayer. No better place to be. Amen. Lord, we thank you on today for allowing us to be in your presence. You allow us, and it's such an honor and a privilege to serve you in the beauty of holiness. And God, I don't know who's listening on this line today, But Lord, you know every situation. You see the tears that are cried in the middle of the night. You see every time that they are discouraged. You see every time that they rejoice. And nothing takes you by surprise. For you created us to be true worshipers. You created us to be the praise of your glory. And you will never, never let us down. That's just not your MO. It's just not who you are. And we understand and we realize on today, my God, that your word will not return void. So, God, I extend my spirit. Reach out on today. You are not bound by walls, by radio waves, by telephone lines. You are not bound. And let your spirit travel to every single person under the sound of my voice. You know where they're at right now and what they face. You will make a way. Philippians 4:19. Now my God shall supply. Shall supply. God, you will supply. I come against every sickness. I bind up every suicidal thought. I bind up every depression, oppression. I bind up poverty. The impoverished mind shall not be our portion. The impoverished pocketbook shall not be our portion. The impoverished spirit shall not be our portion. For we will go forward in your name to change those lives that you have placed in us. Give us divine appointments on today, my God. Let us glorify your name by the very actions of our lives. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, my God, my strength and my redeemer. Heal and deliver. Encourage every single person under the sound of my voice. We thank you, my God, for this and all of your blessings. We honor you and we glorify you, for there is no one above you and there is no one beside you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Man, God bless you. Thank you for your
God prayer. Bless you.
The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Shalom.
Think about it. And then start shouting. Help me sing.
There's no pain, Jesus. He can't not hear.
This battle is not yours, no. If you don't understand anything, know that you've been set up by God to be blessed.
Battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you to all our listeners, wherever you may be on today. Thank God for the music ministry of Minister Tracy Neal. Also, shout out to our producer, David Quinones, who made all of this possible. Holy Ground Music Group, the co-producers of this project, Tracy Neal Jesus, Glenn Gibson Jr., the G Prodigy, Restored Worship. We thank God for each and every one of those that contribute to the ministry. I also thank God for my brother who made the calling, who made the connection as well. Shout out to all of those that are listening. We encourage you to listen again next week. We are here every Saturday, and the Lord says the same, from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time live. All our shows are archived, so you can listen in at any time. If you perhaps missed the beginning of this project on today, you can go back immediately following the show and listen in from the beginning. Great music. We listened to Jesus, written by John David Bratton and sang by Tracy Neal. And we also listened to Excellent, written by Tracy Neal and David Quinones. And so we thank God for those ministry gifts. And the world needs to know about Jesus, because Jesus, he is the only way. He is the only answer. And I can't say it any other way, but that Jesus is the answer. As we conclude, thank you for listening to Global Gospel at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We pray that you have a prosperous weekend, that you have a safe weekend, and that God's traveling mercy be upon your life, and certainly that you be careful out there, and that you watch and pray, and know that whatever you're going through, the battle's not yours. You can call that name Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is the answer. As we conclude with brother, the late Andre Crouch, God bless you.
Above him there's no other. But Jesus is the way.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. Cannot climb. I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I say
Jesus is the answer.
The world knows.
All the world.
Above him there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Oh yeah.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Oh no.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
I believe I'm gonna play it right now.
Lord right where you are. Let's tell the world that Jesus.